Right, let's keep going. We fell behind a little bit. We're going to have to speed up a bit. Well, there's lots to talk about, but we're going to have to move on a bit. Okay, we're up to Simon Tov Lamed Hill, Din Mishaloi Badak Berelu Dalet. Somebody failed to do Bdika on the night of the 14th. Okay, steht in Shulchan Aruch Sif Aleph, Loi Badak Berelu Dalet. Somebody who did not do Bdikas Chametz on the night of the 14th. Berelu Dalet. What's the halacha? Yiv Doik Beyom Yudalet. Should do it on the subsequent day. Again, this year it's going to be on. Leib Dikas Chometz is on, we went through that Wednesday night, right? Is that what we said? Or Thursday night? No, it can't be.
Wednesday night.
Wednesday night. So if he failed to do Bdik on Wednesday night, he should do it on Thursday morning. Pe'ezah Shah Shiyizkoil, from any time he remembers Ma'ayoyim from now onwards. Loi Bada Kol Yoyim Yudalet, if you failed to do Bdikas Chometz on the entire 14th Erev Pesach, Yiv Doik Beseicha Pesach to Bdikas Chometz on Pesach. Now that's really quite a chiddush. Now it's a big, much bigger chiddush. I understand the concept of doing Bdikas Chometz by day on Erev Pesach. I totally understand that. But once we get into Pesach, it's a very big chiddush. Why? Yeah, but we learned that there is something about what happens to chametz on Pesach.
It's not a void.
Yeah, so you're good. For rabbinical purpose, yeah. So nevertheless, yeah, it's interesting. And now it carries on. Now the biggest chiddush, the biggest chiddush yet, is loy botak pesach. If you fail to do b'tikas chametz, the entire Pesach, it's an unbelievable chiddush. I can't come to terms with this. Yiv doik lacha pesach, do b'tikas chametz after Pesach. Now you go and try to understand that. You should do b'tikas chametz after Pesach. It's like as we say in Yiddish, it's like a sorgimah. It's like as if you somebody didn't do dalet mini before on sukkahs, should take an esek, should ban esek after sukkahs and start. You know, what's the point of that? What do you say, Rabbi Feingold? Chomesh Shabbat Pesach. Yeah, perhaps. But then, yeah, maybe. I mean, you are right, but we have to see the Mishnah over here. So, lo yipetak b'seich ha-pesach, yivtek ha-pesach, yivtek ha-pesach, ha-pesach, kidei shelo yikashel b'chomesh ha-pesach, as you said, because of chomesh ha-pesach, there's a rabbinical provision of having chomesh over all of ha-pesach. Any chomesh which survived Pesach is also rabbinically Chomesh of Pesach, Shosavano, which is forbidden to have any benefit from. For Abdika Shalach Pesach, Levoch, Babdika, after Pesach, you do not make a boche. Save cotton, base in Mishnubu, Beez Shosh Yisko Mayoim. Should do Abdika's Chomesh anytime you remember. Velach Shinitska, and after you remember Mukhoyev, Livdoik Techaf. You should do immediately Abdika's Chomesh. Second day Pesach, fourth day Pesach, whenever you remember, you've got to do it straight away. Shem Yishka Chodapam, because if you forgot once, you're the kind of person who's likely to forget it again. So just go for it straight away. Even if you did bitl chametz, nevertheless, you do bdikas chametz even after the bitl. Even on yom tov itself, you do bdikas chametz. Although you cannot do the sreif, you cannot burn the chametz on yom tov, nevertheless, you should and must do bdikas chametz. Because makom yuchal lichvos olav kli. After Bdikas Chometz, what do? You cover a, you take a keli and a saucepan or whatever it is, and you put it on top of the Chometz, and that's when you're going to burn it. Okay. Some disagree. Some disagree, and you do not do Bdikas Chometz on Yom Tov, only on Cholamoyet. The Master Mishabur says you should, at the end. Okay. Mishabu Ziv Kotten Dalet. And that's something which Yiv Doik Le'achah Pesach, Bdikas Chometz after Pesach. So we struggle to understand that. Rabbi Feingold said it's because of Chometz Shalva Pesach, and that's what Shulchan Aruch said. But now here comes a bit of a question mark. Chol HaBdikas Tzorich Liyoyz B'neir, you need to use a candle, B'choyrin, U'V'Stokin, V'Afilu K'Shepoedik B'yoyim. All the rules and regulations apply. So you've got to do the same way. Take out your feather, take out the candle, and do Bdikas Chometz exactly the same way, then you do Bdikas Chometz before Pesach. For Chometz Sha'ova Olava Pesach, you do not make a bocha. Shulchan Aruch taught us, lo yivorech kim tshemut el ha-shoysoi, there is no issa to have Chometz Olava Pesach. And that's really the problem. There is no issa to have and possess Chometz Olava Pesach. There isn't. The Issa is only to eat. So it's very strange that there is a Bdikas Chometz on that. Lo yivo, you don't make a bracha, given shemut ala ha-shoi, says you're allowed to have Chometz shalom ha-pesach. You're not to eat it, but not to possess it. Va'a pachina yinu also ala mishum knosa, shesho Chometz ha-pesach. It's a knas. Ve'ayna boitik ala havtu ben Chometz lezeh ala Chometz ha-muta. Lachen la yivorech. That you're only making a Bdikas Chometz to distinguish between this Chometz and Chometz is permitted. And therefore you don't make a bracha. But, aval ha-bdikas, b'zeh ha-pesach, tuch levach, you make a bracha. So Rabbi Isai, if you don't do a Bdikas Chometz before Pesach, on Leilu Dalet, you make a Bdikas Chometz on Erev Pesach. You make a bracha for that, yes or no? Good. What if you don't make a Bdikas Chometz, if you forgot to make on Erev Pesach, you make a Bdikas Chometz on... Yeah, so he even said, even not on Chometz, even on Yom Tov you can. Yeah, even with a bracha. On, yeah, even on Yom Tov. Good question. It is mukta, and that's why, very good, I forgot to mention this, it's mukta, and that's why you just cover a kli on top. Take your hat, and put it on top of the chametz. But you do make a bracha on b'dikas chametz. But after Pesach, you do b'dikas chametz, with a feather, with a candle, but you do not make a bracha. That's if it's after Pesach. Yeah? You can burn it on Chol HaMoed. On Yom Tov, you can't burn it. That's the thing, that you can't burn it because it's muktzah. Yeah, and it's not even mitoch. So it's muktzah. It's muktzah lemaisa. You cannot move the chametz on Yom Tov. But on Chol HaMoed, you take it and you burn it. Yeah. Yeah, no, I don't know if that's sufficient to make it. It's not a use. You don't have a use in it. It needs to have a use. Yeah. All right. Okay. Simon Tov Lamed Vav Dinah Meforish B'Yom VeYotze B'Shoro Somebody Who Meforish B'Yom goes into the sea. VeYotze B'Shoro Somebody Who goes out in a convoy. Hameforish Mi'Abosh Aliyom Somebody Who goes out on Erev Pesach into the sea. VeYotze B'Shoro He goes out with a convoy from into desert into for you know intercity kind of destination. He goes out. There's nobody at home who's going to do Bdikas Chometz. What's the halacha? This is very, very relevant. This simon is the simon regarding all the hotel goers. If you go to a hotel over Pesach, so do you do Bdikas Chometz? That's going to be clear over here. You do Bdikas Chometz at home? Yeah? 30 days rule. That's 30 days rule. So let's get this clear. Okay, so I'm a first man, or somebody who goes out, and he doesn't let anybody at home. There's nobody left at home who's going to do Bdikas Chometz. She's actually taking the whole family with. Now, the halacha is as follows. Slowly. If you're leaving within 30 days, i.e. after Purim, Zokuk, Livdoik, you must do a Bdikas Chometz prior to you leaving. But do not make a bracha. Why don't you make a bracha? Simple, because the rule of thumb is, not rule of thumb, the absolute rule is, no, you will never make a Bdikas Chometz, a bracha Bdikas Chometz, before Leil Yudalet. So here also, you cannot make a bracha on Bdikas Chometz because it's before Leil Yudalet. So you don't make a bracha. So again, you do a Bdikas Chometz, but you don't make a bracha. Let's stop here for a second. Look at two Mishnah Berurot over here. Now, what does that imply? The fact that the Shulchan Aruch says, what does that teach us? Shulchan Aruch says, I'm a first me abosh aliyom or yitzi b'shiyoha, ve'einoy meniach b'veisoy mi shiivdoik. And there's nobody at home who could do Bdikas Chometz. What does that imply? Yeah. Oh. Forget about bracha for a minute. Good hero, but leave out the bracha. So what it implies that if there is somebody at home, he should when? Oh, very good. So that's what it shows up. So in other words, what's better? To do a Bdikas Chometz within 30 days yourself, or somebody else, only Ludalet, who could do with the bracha. What's better? Is it better that you do the bracha before you leave? Let's say you leave a week before you go into the hotel. Which hotel are we going to go to?
Rimini,
that's a good one. And the most expensive.
Grand.
Is that? All right, okay. So you go a few days before, right? You go for the Shabbos before, right? For Shabbos already, okay. Yeah, good. Now the Shaila is it better you when you go, is it better that you do B'dikas Chometz before you're leaving? Or you ask your next door neighbor to do B'dikas Chometz on Leil Yudalet? What's better? He could probably do with a bracha. He's a shliach. He can make a bracha, yeah. On Leil Yudalet. But it's not you. Is it better you do it before you leave or somebody else does it on Leil Yudalet?
Well, your neighbor
can
do the
bracha. He's a shliach. Why not? So the neighbor sounds. That's exactly what. Absolutely. What's the mission? Boys, Medaik. That. He's a shliach. He's a shliach. He's a shliach. He did not appoint somebody before leaving. He should do b'tikas chometz when the right time has come, but he did appoint somebody else on this matter. He does not need to do b'tikas himself. Why? The shluchoi shel adam k'moisoi, shliach of a person is like himself. We've learned earlier, it is best it is best to appoint somebody else to do bdika. If he cannot appoint a man to do bdika on Eliud Dalet, he can even appoint a woman, such as a maid or a cleaner, whatever, obviously Jewish, but he can appoint somebody to even a woman to the bdik on his behalf. So that's what we're learning over here. That shluch shalom kamoisoi. So yeah. He won't make a new bracha in this instance. Nevertheless, because it is better to do b'dik on Eliud Dalet in without bracha than to b'dik within 30 days. Because that's the ikar zman. Yeah, interesting. Interesting ha'ora. Stack an interesting ha'ora. You could maybe say a different knach or a fangol. You could probably say that that's considered the b'dik with the bracha. Because it's covered with his bracha in his own house. It's considered the b'dik with the bracha. Perhaps. Or you could say, perhaps you could ask him to make a hefsek and he makes a new bracha when he gets to his house. I'm not sure. But even it's not like get to the bracha really. Even if it doesn't make a bracha, it's better to do in the ikar zman, it's on Leil Yudalet.
So it's better he does it. The neighbor does it within 30 days.
No. It is better if he can appoint a shliach. Best if he appoints a shliach to do on Leil Yudalet. Better than he does it within 30 days. Shulchan Aruch is talking about a scenario. That's the Duke that he didn't appoint anybody. If he didn't appoint anybody, he can make a b'tikas chometz within 30 days. Make sense? Now Sivkotan base is very crucial. Even if his intention is not to return ad acha Pesach, until after Pesach, even if he's not going to come back on Pesach, he's not going to see and have any access to the chometz in his house. That's very interesting about his side. This also needs to be understood that it really needs to be understood. Okay, we're talking about a guy who is going to what?
The Grand in Rimini.
The Grand in Rimini. Now he is going away for Shabbos HaGadol already. He's going a few days before. We are learning now, if he's got opportunity to see the next door neighbor to do B'dikas Chometz, that's the best. Okay, you know what? He fell out with his next door neighbor. Because next door neighbor is jealous that he's going to the Grand. So he fell out with his next door neighbor. He's not on talking terms. He cannot ask him to do B'dikas Chometz. So he has to do it himself within 30 days. Okay, so he's gone now off to the... Now, the shayla is as follows. He knows that he's not going to be... Well, I need to do B'dikas Chometz, right? He's been doing B'dikas Chometz. Before Shabbos HaGadol, he's making B'dikas Chometz. He's making a bracha, yes or no? No. Now, when is he going to come back? Isulchak after grand breakfast in the chometz. He's going to come back on Isulchak. Now the shaila is as follows: in logically speaking, what is the purpose and the rationale and the sense of such a b'dikas chometz? He knows he's not going to be. No, why? Well, why? He knows he's not going to have any. This chometz is not going to be chometz shalom Pesach. He's selling all the chometz. He's selling all the chometz in his house. La'acha Pesach.
I mean, because
you don't even have. La'acha Pesach is exactly. La'acha Pesach. You said correctly that it's a chometz shalom Pesach. Here, there's no chometz shalom Pesach. So what's the purpose of making such a b'dikas chometz? Why do you have to b'dikas chometz if you're going to a hotel? You're not going to be out. There's chometz. What's the purpose of making b'dikas chometz to chometz which is not going to be your? Mishnah Berurah tells us, goes in Shai Tzion, he says an interesting ma'amokim, by the way, which we've got to be aware of as well, Sifkot and Beis in Shai Tzion. Shalim b'lchaz ha-Pesach, koed na-Pesach shloishim yoyim. There's a rule that we discussed in the very, very beginning of b'lchaz Pesach, which within 30 days, there's a halach of Shalim, Belchaz HaPesach Koedem LePesach Shloshim Yom. There's that 30 days rule, which means that we've got to get ready for Pesach already. 30 days, you have to Sfanat, Allah has learned, Allah has 30 days. And it seems that in that period of time already, you have to access already, there's already some element of B'dikas Chometz, the Chalois B'dikas Chometz is happening already. I would say it's not so, I'm struggling to understand this concept, I really am. Why would you need to do B'dikas Chometz if you're going to go away for Pesach? Why? But what's the point? What's the mitzvah? What is the mitzvah? No, but I don't need to get rid of it. I'm not going to be there.
Come back. You can't benefit.
Why? I'm selling the chometz. I struggle to understand it. You're probably right, but I struggle to understand it. Okay, so let's say he's not selling it. Do you know what, Rabbi Feingold? You know what, Rabbi Feingold? Let's say he's not selling it. Let's say he's not selling it. Is he removing the chometz, yes or no?
Huh?
Is he getting rid of the chometz, yes or no? He's not selling it. You know what, you're right, he's not selling it. So what is he doing with the chometz? In our case, in Shulchan Aruch, what is he doing?
He thinks he's got rid of it.
And if you wouldn't do the b'dikas chometz,
but if he's tolerant on the Gavra, if he's tolerant on the Gavra, whether it's tolerant on the Gavra,
would he be oyvon bali or bali matzah or not?
It still sticks to him, because even if he goes away to a nice hotel, it's still his chametz.
So he's got bali or bali matzah on it? Yes or no?
But he has a responsibility to either destroy it or null it.
So he has got a responsibility to destroy it.
Running away from it.
He's got a responsibility to get rid of it. So there is Bali or Bali Motze, you're saying?
Yeah.
There is Bali or Bali Motze.
He owns it, doesn't he? If he hasn't cleaned it and or sold it, if he hasn't destroyed it or sold it, he owns it, and therefore he's over on...
So he has to, because Chometz, he has to get rid of everything. But Rav Feingold, you said there's no Bali or Bali Motze, why not?
Can't just leave it, can
you? Why couldn't you? Because it's not your Motze Beveso, or what? Because what? Because it's?
You're overseas.
So therefore, what's the distance? Why is this distance helping? So Motsui.
I didn't find it. It's there.
Bani Motsui means that you're owning chometz.
Why does it have to be in front of it for Bani Motsui to apply? Sure, if it's there, if it exists, it exists. In fact, you're elsewhere. It's still there. It still exists. It's still yours. Can't run away from it.
Not sure, it could be, I don't know.
Meaning a lot.
Yeah, or buildings. Whatever, let's say you're still yours.
Okay, so in our kaponim, we're finding that there is an obligation to do b'dikas chometz or something which, although you're not going to be here for Yom Tov, but it is, according to Mishnah Berurah, clearly there is an obligation to do b'dikas chometz. Right, okay. We carry on. Koedim shloshim yom. What happens if you're going to the Grand? Already, lot before Purim. You want to already, you're going before Purim. Enough, Purim is too noisy, too much things. You want to go to the Rimini already for...
They have these buffets
on Purim.
All day, every day.
All right, okay, so you want to go ahead before Purim already. Okay, so let's see what happens now. Koidim before, koidim shloshim yoim, ein tzorich livdok, then you don't need to do a bdikas chometz. Why not? Why don't you do bdikas chometz? Says the Mishnah Berurah in Sif Katan Hey, ein tzorich livdok, the loy chalal of takonas chachomim, because the obligation, the rabbinical obligation of bdikas chometz has not fallen on him. Fim yei sham chometz yidua, but if there's known chometz in his house, Yesh oimrim, some say the chayev levaya koidim shiyotza. Oh, then you've got to get rid of it. Yes, of course, if you've got still the pizzas in the freezer, and if you've got the pasta stored away, you've got to get rid of it, even if it's before, even if you're leaving for Purim. Yesh mekile medova, even on this matter, there is some lenient opinions. Okay, so Rabbi Yisai, again, if you're leaving before Purim, then you do not need to do bdikas chometz, if you're not sure about anything. But if you do know for a fact there's chometz in your house, is you certainly don't need to bdikas chametz, but in terms of removing the chametz, there's two opinions. Some say you do, some say you don't. Okay. V'chshemagia Pesach yivatlenu, either way, if you have gone before Pesach, what you do need to do, you do bittel beforehand. Okay, fair enough. Ve'im daito lachzor kodim haPesach. What happens? If you are leaving before Purim, but you're going to come back before Pesach, you're leaving before Purim, but you know you're going to come back before Pesach. What could be as... Any, it could be Kodim HaPesach, any, before the end, before the beginning.
Then the whole thing's a
Kamal. Why? Then obviously you've got to do, yeah. So don't say, I'm leaving before Purim, and I'm going to be back mid-Pesach. So, let's say mid-Pesach, right? So, So the halacha is interesting. What the chiddush of it is, you're saying, what's the chiddush? Obviously, you've got to do comments. Obviously, you've got to do bikas chometz. What's the chiddush? The answer is the following words: Tzorich livdoik ve'ach kach yetzei. What do you have to, do bikas chometz before you're leaving. So, if you're going on a business trip before Purim, you're going to be away for a week. You know you're going to come before Pesach, but you mustn't leave the house before doing bikas chometz. Why? To chashinon, we are concerned. Shemo yachzer erev Pesach ben hashmoshes. Perhaps you're going to get delayed. And you're going to end up just minutes before Pesach, for Le'yel Pnai Levi, and you will run out of time to do because there's, you know, all the difficulties to get back into the country because of Brexit, and it's getting more and more difficult to get back into the country. So therefore, you are concerned. We are concerned if you're leaving before Pesach and you know you're going to come back before Pesach. We're concerned maybe it's going to be last minute. So before you leave, you must ensure to do bdikas chometz, because the chashinon shema yachzer of Pesach ben hashmoshes v'lo yile pnei levaya. You run out of time to be a chometz. V'chein ha'oise beiser oitza. Very similar, comparable halacha. What happens if you're making your house into an oitza? You decided you want to keep one big area of your house into a storage area. Ha'oise beiser oitza. You're making a whole area in your house oitza. Oitza, storage, not necessarily for chometz. Mishnah Berurah in first white line tells us, oitza, afil ein shem chometz yedua. Helo shu mokim shenishtam shem chometz. You decided to use your garage. Does garage have chometz sometimes? Yeah? Okay, so you want to use your garage now. You want to keep it for storage. Maybe there is chometz there. Maybe there isn't chometz there. Vata oitza laniach shem tvua, and you want to keep storage there. Lazes manoi eitzim, or you want to keep woods there, timber, you want to keep woods, logs there, v'chei agavne. Then, basically, you're closing off, you're storing air in a whole area of your house. V'chei na'oise pesa oitza. Toich shloshim yoim, if you're doing this after Purim, tzorich livdoik, you must do bdikas chometz, v'achach konis oitza l'zorichon. After you put all the logs of wood in there, you must do bdikas chometz prior to that. Koidim shloshim yoim, but if you're deciding to put all the storage items into that area before Purim, koidim shloshim yoim, im da'at lefanos koidim haPesach, if you think you're going to remove everything before Pesach, tzorich livdoik, you must do bdikas chometz v'achkach, and after this you say, make into storage out. V'imein da'at lefanos koidim haPesach, and we think you're going to keep the storage, store everything stored up until after Yom Tov, after Pesach, ein tzorich livdoik, you don't need to do bdikas chometz. Again, if you're going to store, you're going to pile up the whole garage with woods before Purim, you don't need to do bdikas chometz, assuming that you're going to keep it like that for Yom Tov. But if you think you're going to empty that before Pesach, you have to do bdikas chometz. And the Ramah tells us, following case. Va'oitz chitim. If you got wheat, sheish chitim mechumotzim bekakoyis haboy. You put in a. You know there was no fridge and freezers, so the coolest place to keep things is in the earth, in the ground. To dig in the ground, and that's where they would keep wheat. It keeps nice and fresh. Does it become chometz in there? Well, it will.
In the ground.
Yeah, it's moist. It's going to get chometz. It's going to become chometz. So, v'oitz achitim, if you got wheat, sheish l'chitim mechumotzim, and they're going to become chometz. Dig bekakoyis haboy in the pit, in the ground. Him na'asa oitz l'koydim shloshim yoim, koydim ha'pesach enuzok levoy. If you did it before 30 days, you don't need to get rid of it. All you do is bitl chometz, and that's sufficient. New. La'acha pesach, k'shemefane oitzah, but after pesach, k'shemefane oitzah, when you're taking the wheat out of this pit, also lehenes mosen chitim, you're not out of any benefit from this wheat. Why not? Why can you never benefit from it? That's right. Chometz olo pesach. V'imein shem chometz yodua elo sofik, if you're not sure if it became chometz or not, te mutalim kar oitzah, if you're not sure if it became chometz or not, then you can sell it. You can assume on a sofek that it's not didn't become chometz, and you can get rid of it. You can sell it on, and that will be all right. Okay, Abayi said to summarize what we learned this evening. B'siyato d'ishmaya morubim, we learned that somebody who didn't do b'tikas chometz on Leil Yudalet should do b'tikas chometz by day. If he didn't do b'tikas chometz by day, when should do b'tikas chometz? On Pesach. If you didn't do b'tikas chometz on Pesach, you should do b'tikas chometz after Pesach. You will always do bracha unless after Pesach you don't do. That's right. Are you allowed, if you find chometz on Pesach, what do? You cover it up because it's muktzah. Right. Then we learned somebody who goes before Yom Tov, if he's got somebody in the house, the best ideal case is that if there's somebody left in the house, they check on Leil Yudalet. Right. If there's nobody in the house, then the halacha is as follows. Within 30 days, if it's after Purim that he left, what does he do? He does b'tikas chometz with the bracha, without the bracha. If it's before 30 days, then do you need to do b'tikas chometz? Before 30 days? Philippe before Purim? No. But there's a machlokes as to whether you've got to remove the chometz if you know for a fact there's chometz there. That's a machlokes. Right. What happens if you leave and you intend to come back before Pesach? Then you have to do b'tikas chometz before leaving. And the comparable halacha is also with regards to making an oitzer, storing the item, same halacha will apply there. Okay, that's what we covered this evening. I wish you a very, very good evening.